Well, I've looked at the B-22C and I've looked at Debtor's plan, and I think Debtor's have two problems, both of which were pointed out by Trustee Wine in his objection. The first problem is that, according to their B-22C, I'm talking specifically about lines 21 and 22, Debtor's have above median income. And pursuant to Section 1325B4AII, I can't confirm a plan of less than 5 years in length for an above-median income debtor, unless that debtor is proposing to pay the unsecured creditors in full, and debtor's plan is only 3 years, and they are not proposing to pay their unsecured creditors in full. So I think that the plan, as it now stands, cannot be confirmed on that basis. That might be fairly readily remedied by a modification to provide for a five-year plan. But the second and the bigger problem, I believe, is that because Trustee Wine objected, debtors are required to pay their creditors in full, that's 1325B1A, or commit their projected disposable income during the term of the plan to pay their unsecured creditors, and that's Section 1325B1B. In the plan that's before me, debtors are in fact not proposing to do either. A properly completed Form B-22C determines a debtor's disposable income, that's Section 1325B2. However, debtors are not required to commit their disposable income. They're required to commit their projected disposable income. What that means is that a properly completed B-22C is only the starting point in determining the amount debtors must commit to paying their unsecured creditors. I need to take into account any anticipated changes, either up or down, in the current monthly income reflected on their B-22C. I also need to take into account any anticipated changes, again, up or down, in the amounts reasonably necessary to be expended for the maintenance or support of debtors and their dependents. However, pursuant to Section 1325B3, because debtors have above median income, any anticipated changes on the expense side must still be calculated in accordance with Section 707B2A and B. And what I mean when I say that is, if the IRS standards allow debtors a certain amount for a certain item, that's the amount that must be used in calculating debtors' total expenses. If debtors wanted to claim a higher amount for that item, they would first need to demonstrate they were entitled to do so and then justify the higher amount. At the same time, if at some point during the term of the plan, debtors would no longer have a certain expense, for example, an expense related to an automobile or a home they had surrendered or proposed to surrender, that must also be taken into account. In this case, and in their plan, debtors proposed to surrender their 2002 Pontiac Grand Am. So upon confirmation, they would no longer have an operation expense related to that vehicle. Eliminating that expense would increase their projected disposable income by $83, the difference between the allowed operation expense for two vehicles and the allowed operation expense for one vehicle. They would also no longer have an ownership expense related to that vehicle. Eliminating that expense would increase their projected disposable income by $48.14. They would also no longer be making the monthly payments on that vehicle. Eliminating that payment would increase their projected disposable income by $283.86. Before we move on to debtor's home, I just want to call your attention to an apparent discrepancy or inconsistency regarding debtor's monthly payment on their other vehicle. On line 28B of Form B-22C, debtors show that payment to be $221.32. And they use that figure to arrive at an ownership expense of $249.68 for that vehicle. On line 47E, however, they show that payment to be $308.82, and that's the amount that's actually reflected in their plan. If the higher figure is correct, debtor's ownership expense for that vehicle is going to be $162.18, and debtor's projected disposable income would need to be increased by $87.50. Debtors also proposed to surrender their home, so upon confirmation, they would no longer be making the monthly payments on their first, second, and third mortgages, which, as Trustee Wine pointed out earlier, total $1,179.81. Eliminating those payments would increase their projected disposable income by that amount. At the same time, debtors would be entitled to the IRS housing allowance of $725, so their projected disposable income would need to be reduced by that amount. According to their B-22C, as Mr. Myros pointed out, debtor's monthly disposable income is a negative figure. It's $218.65. That's negative $218.65. But with the adjustments I've just outlined, their projected disposable income is at least $651.16, and could be as much as $738.66. Debtors have not committed even the lesser sum to paying their unsecured creditors, and their plan cannot be confirmed for that reason as well. So, both because the plan is 3 years, not the required five, and because debtors have not committed their projected disposable income to paying their unsecured creditors over those 5 years, debtor's plan cannot be confirmed, and I will deny confirmation for those reasons. Anything